The conflict is going on. There is no doubt about it. But there are also some signs. There are some signs of a political, I would say, convergence regarding the concern that everyone has in the region and beyond about the fact that ISIS, Daesh, is moving forward, and there is a need of having a common approach to it. But everybody also, frankly, understands that you can't have a coherent fight against Daesh unless there is a political solution, an all-inclusive solution. So that's where we are at the moment. There are gains, according to some, and losses. And this has been going on for 5 years.
So is there, of late, is there a reason to be optimistic for what can be done for Syria?
We must be optimistic. Every conflict has an end. And this conflict, which is probably the worst conflict in terms of humanitarian consequences in the last 40, 50 years, has to come to an end after 5 years. We are seeing signals that not only people are exhausted, and that we knew, but also governments and countries and players and stakeholders are getting tired. And above all, the feeling is that in all this, the only one who is gaining ground due to this is Daesh.
A few years ago, Daesh weren't part of this equation. So what impact have they had upon the efforts to reach a political solution?
Let's say it frankly that when we had the Geneva 2 conference, Daesh was not even on the radar screen. And at that time, the roadblock was between what is more urgent, terrorism, fighting terrorism, which was the position of some, or actually promoting a all-inclusive political process, which means a different type of situation politically in Syria. And the whole thing got blocked between these two priorities. Now there is no doubt Daesh is a priority, but at the same time there is no doubt that everybody must and does recognize that you can't win this conflict with Daesh unless you don't solve the conflict in Syria. And the way to resolve the conflict in Syria is to have a political solution. A political solution means following up in real terms what you don't need to reinvent. You just need to push the wheel. And the wheel is the Geneva Communique, which is a roadmap of including the Syrians all the way through a new type of Syria.
You were recently in the region for meetings. What did you hear there? What was your sense of what people were thinking in your interaction with officials on the ground?
The region is worried. There is a sense of urgency. That sense of urgency has become even more clear now because there is somehow a fear that if Daesh continues to progress, taking advantage of the conflict in Syria and taking advantage of some vacuum in Iraq, we may suddenly have an empty area, in other words, a vacuum, and that cannot be done. That's why the work now is towards a smooth, controlled, but clear, effective transition.
The international community has so much on its agenda right now, Yemen, different parts of Africa, and so on. Have you sensed in your time in the office any fatigue, any people just had enough of this basically in the too hard basket almost?
That's the biggest danger for Syria and the Syrian people. That's why it's very important to have a constant reminder of the humanitarian tragedy, which is increasing, and B, because there is a danger that one tends to have that fatigue. But you know, we can't afford it. Syria is not only about Syria. It is about the region, the neighbors. Look at Turkey, look at Jordan, look at Lebanon, who has got as many refugees as if the US would have 100 million suddenly refugees in its own country. And secondly, this is becoming also the opportunity, perhaps, to look at a new way of resolving regional problems.
In a recent statement, the Secretary General said that the world should be ashamed of what's happening there and it's time to find an exit. So what's your view on that, on, you know, the world should say no and bring this to a halt? I mean, what can be done given the suffering?
I'm as outraged as the Secretary General, you can imagine. I've been 42 years with the UN and never seen such a cynical series of reasons for which a conflict like this, which could have been solved, has been going on for 5 years with 220,000, 240,000 people killed, 1 million wounded, and millions of refugees, 4 million refugees. But at the same time, I'm also realizing that if there is one institution which cannot abandon the Syrians, it's the UN. We have had many attempts, and we will continue pushing.